two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000.
Listen for your chance to qualify on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. It is 31 degrees at WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The good morning time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. No let-up in the House Republican effort to dig up impeachable dirt on President Biden.
The House Oversight Committee will hear from Tony Bobulinski and Jason Galanis, two former associates of Hunter Biden, who plan to testify about how they saw the then-vice president helping his son in his work. It's a charge the White House has strongly denied. Democrats on the committee have called Lev Parnas, a former associate of Rudy Giuliani, who's expected to speak of GOP efforts to dig up dirt on the Bidens in Ukraine.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. Texas still cannot enforce its law authorizing local authorities to arrest and deport individuals they suspect of being in the U.S. illegally. The Supreme Court ruled Texas could, while the law could enforce it during an appeal. Later, an appeals court ruled Texas cannot. Argument set for today. The city of Chicago suing Glock, asserting the gun maker is selling semi-automatic handguns that can be easily converted to fully automatic. This is ABC News. ABC's Mike Dubusky says scientific journals are the latest unexpected place where artificial intelligence is cropping up.
Phrases commonly associated with AI text generators, things like as of my last knowledge update or here is a possible introduction to your topic, are appearing in academic research papers. An analysis from 404 Media finds the words appear in more than 100 recently published papers covering topics from lithium batteries to quantum entanglement. But the report also notes they may appear in pay-to-print journals, which promise to publish pretty much anything for a fee. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Shop Talk, ABC News partner ESPN, and the college football playoff announced a nearly $8 million deal, giving the network exclusive rights to the expanded postseason through 2031, with the national championship game moving to ABC starting in 2026. The conferences agreed to at least a 12-game playoff starting in 2026. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
For today, a high of 35 degrees, lots of sunshine, but cool and breezy. Northwest winds will be between 10 and 20. Tonight, a few clouds and cold, a low of 17. Thursday, partly sunny, a high of 38. Thursday night, snow likely, 1 to 4 inches possible, a low of 27. Friday, snow ending by late morning, another inch or so expected, a high of 39. Saturday, partly cloudy and cool, a high of 35, and for Sunday, a high of 40, with a 70% chance of snow by midday, 1 to 3 inches of snow possible, then turning to a wintry mix later on. In Richland Center this morning, after an earlier reading of 43, we are down from that to the current mark. With winds around 5 miles per hour from the northwest, it is 31 degrees. Welcome to the broadcast day. Today is Wednesday, March 20th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the
thank you. us is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. Is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home. Oh, for the wonderful love he has promised for you.
We start the day in a positive way with Joey and Rory, and Softly and Tenderly. Before that, our national anthem sung by the Oak Ridge Boys. And here we are together again, friends, Wednesday, March 20th. Phil Nee down the old trail from Sextonville International to keep you company today. Things going all right in Sextonville. A little bit of wind yesterday. I did get the bike out. There was a lot of wind resistance when I was coming back home. Going, I was thinking, boy, you know, I must be getting in good shape. I'm pedaling, I'm feeling well. But when I turned around and faced the wind out of the northwest on the way back, woo, boy, yes, I need to work a little harder, I guess. Well, let's start the chores, shall we? This is the Light in the Mail Cow Show, and here are the Gatlin Brothers.
Checked into a cheap hotel, fell asleep, holding each other close. We just knew in our hearts this had to be a new beginning. Well, I guess it goes to show you just how little some doubted I would try my hand picking up the pieces that she left. Oh Lord, it didn't take long to realize that higher ain't always better. And it's awful cold and lonely when you're king of the mountain all by you.
Savage Zingazula land, a Bolo chieftain grand, sang her this lay. And he sang, hula, Hawaiian hula, smile on your Zingazula moonshine above, on the sweet jungle love. For you, my Bolo is swinging, for you, my love song I'm singing, come be my hula, hula, la, love. Chieftain from the peaceful Philalilla land would not give him her hand. Her lover took his stand through the rattle of the battle. As she heard his sweet voice coming true, they fled in his canoe, all waters blue. And he sang, hula, Hawaiian hula, smile on your Zingazula, moonshine above, on the sweet jungle love. Song singing, come be my hula hula love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he sang, hula, Hawaiian hula, smile on your Zingazula, moonshine above, on the sweet jungle love. For you, my bow is swinging, for you, my love song singing, come be my hula hula love.
That's Hank Snow on WRCO, the Light the Milk Cow Show. We're at 31 degrees today, looking at highs later. Not a lot warmer than right now. Sunshine and 35 for later today, Wednesday. A Red Cross blood drive will be held today from 8:30 until 1:30 at Kickapoo High School. To make an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That among the reminders for today. On a Wednesday morning, a look ahead at Thursday. Learn more about the River Valley School District referendum questions at a public meeting starting at 5. The meeting will be held in the River Valley Middle School cafeteria. And the Richland Center High School wrestling team will be hosting Silent Trivia at Richland Center High School Friday night starting at 6:30. 10 rounds of trivia covering a variety of topics. In between rounds, there will be games and raffle prizes. Cost is $10 per player, with teams of up to 10 players. Feel free to bring snacks to share with your table. Beverages and baked goods will be for sale as well. That from our community calendar today.
say no each night, and I'll come back to wind me up again. Wind me up, turn me on, and watch me cry for you. Lately, drinking warm red wine is all I want to do, and I never know.
And wind me up here on WRCO's Light in the Milk Cow Show.
Markets were higher again this week at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold from $4.30 to $6.50. Crossbred calves up to $8.90. And the lighter weight heifers and Jersey calves $2 to $3.50. Slaughter cows sold from $97 to $135, topping at $140. Fleshy Holstein heifers $134 to $152, and bulls up to $120. We had 13 black heifers selling from $19.75 to $24.50, black cows up to $2,200, and Charolais crossbred cows $16 to $18. Stay tuned for our next beef cow sale. If you're looking for pasture cattle, Colton can vaccinate the cattle you purchase so they're ready to go out to grass. Whether you're selling or buying, Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola is the place to go. With over 95 years of experience, Darren, Colton, and Jim will provide you with a very competitive market.
Spring, it's a season full of transformations and promise, and the beginning of a very busy time for farmers and ranchers across the nation. It's time to anticipate a planting schedule and to make plans for inputs that may both be hard to get and afford. And it's time to be thankful for the men and women who do the work of agriculture. This salute to farm families is provided by the Richards Insurance Agency of Ithaca and Reedsburg. Building relationships, earning trust, doing the right thing, and serving people with valuable insurance options. New Horizons Supply Cooperative in Blue River is a customer-owned business serving the area with bulk diesel, fuel oil, gasoline, and propane to your farm, home, or business. And Morton will construct your farm, storage, commercial building, horse barn, garage, or home. Call or click MortonBuildings.com.
Get the lowest prices of the year at the 53rd Annual Sales Fair, on now at Nelson Egger Center in Viroqua. Huge savings on gates, fencing, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable deals on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one free on gallons of paint. Plus, get an $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Check out all the deals at NelsonEggerCenter.com. Sales Fair is on now through Sunday, March 24th at Nelson Egger Center, downtown Viroqua.
Join the River Valley Baseball team for an Easter egg hunt Saturday, March 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at River Valley Baseball Field, 660 Varsity Boulevard, Spring Green. The egg hunt starts at 10:30, split by age groups 4K and under, kindergarten through second grade, third through fifth grade. Don't forget to bring your own basket. For more information, contact Coach Heinemeier at 608-588-2554. $10 per child includes entry and 10 game tickets. Enjoy food, music, games, prizes, and photos with the Easter Bunny.
It is 20 minutes after 5. An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Wisconsin's Chucky Hepburn has a knack for playing his best when the lights are brightest. He didn't expect to have to wait this long to return to the biggest stage. Hepburn's freshman season ended when he injured his ankle early in an NCAA tournament second-round loss to Iowa State 2 years ago. Hepburn finally gets a chance at March Madness when number 23 Wisconsin faces James Madison Friday in Brooklyn. In action yesterday in the NBA, Orlando 112, Charlotte 92, Houston 137, Washington 114, New Orleans 104, Brooklyn 91, Dallas 113, San Antonio 107, and Denver over Minnesota 115-112. From the NHL, a full night of games. Detroit 4-3 over Columbus in overtime. New Jersey 5, Pittsburgh 2. Philadelphia 4-3 over Toronto. Winnipeg beat the Rangers 4-2. Boston 6, Ottawa 2. Carolina 4-1 over the Islanders. Colorado 4, St. Louis 3. Nashville 8, San Jose 2. Edmonton beat Montreal 3-2 in overtime. Minnesota 4, Anaheim nothing. Los Angeles 6, Chicago 2. Tampa Bay 5-3 over Vegas, and Vancouver beat Buffalo 5-2. Interleague play, it was the Brewers over Cleveland, 8-5 the final score. Also, it was a win for Boston over Tampa Bay, 5-2. Baltimore 13, Toronto 8. Oakland and Texas tied at 7. In the National League, St. Louis 11, Miami 10. The Mets beat St. Louis 3-1. And it was Arizona over the Cubs, final score of 4-1. And we're up to date with a sports update here, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647-5500.
Well, kids, it's that time of the program where we really put the stakes high there with the aerobic polka. If you're ready, here we go.
Thank you.
there we go. Ruthie and the Wranglers. And that was the Farewell Polka on the old Light in the Milk Cow show. Woo! That was a lively one. 31 in Richland Center, 5 minutes away from Farm News and Markets. And this is Ricky Nelson.
I used to play around with hearts, hasten at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. She'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. She cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah.
The next day she was gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Porter and Dolly. and Making Plans on a Wednesday from WRCO-FM in Richland Center. Today we'll see lots of sunshine, but it will be cool again and breezy. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour with a high of 35. Tonight a few clouds and cold, a low of 7. Right now in Richland Center, following the midnight mark of 43, we have a northwest wind at 2, and it is 30 degrees at 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Report is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
I'm Brent Barnett with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Some areas of the Corn Belt could soon receive some much-needed precipitation. Justin Glisson, state climatologist for the Iowa Department of Agriculture, says a more active storm track is expected over the next 7 days.
Anywhere from an inch to 2+ inches across much of the state. And this we see stretching from generally the Gulf Coast up north into Wisconsin and Minnesota.
He tells Brownfield the precipitation will develop due to several factors.
The Gulf moisture gate is open, so ample moisture flow off of the Gulf into the north, and then we have this southwesterly flow over the next several days.
Glisson says the low pressure system will not be a drought buster. Educating the next generation of agricultural workers was a focus of a Wisconsin National Ag Day event. Brownfield's Larry Lee was there.
North Central Technical College is the only two-year campus in Wisconsin teaching ag and veterinary technician courses on their own campus farm. During a student Ag Day discussion panel, Brownfield asked how they would get more young people interested in ag careers. Dairy science student Isaac Kruger said where he was growing up, no one was exposed to ag fields until middle school.
The kids I went to school with, if they didn't have an ag background, they didn't know anything about the ag industry until they took a class, and it was an optional class.
Veterinary technician student Kalia Harder says,
at the high school level even, we should be inviting people within the agriculture industry to come and talk about their careers and what they do, because I would have never known that you can fly drones or that the vet tech field has so much in it as well.
Mason Nabb found his future through an apprenticeship.
It's really huge. It gets a lot of people interested. It gives the students credit for what they're learning at their job sites.
From Wausau, Wisconsin, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
An ag economist says it's a good idea for farmers to stress test their break-even production costs. Matt Erickson with Farm Credit Services of America says it's important to run through some hypothetical scenarios.
For instance, that we have, let's say, a 5% increase in cost, or maybe, you know, our yields are expected to decline by, you know, 2 or 3%. We can sensitize our balance sheets and our numbers to see what our new break-even could be.
A turkey processing plant in eastern Iowa has announced 260 workers will be laid off beginning next month. West Liberty Food says it's discontinuing its ready-to-eat slicing operations in West Liberty, Iowa. First shift log fabrication operations and turkey harvesting will not be impacted. Company officials say some of its turkey slicing operations will be moved to a plant in Bolingbrook, Illinois. The employee layoffs will begin in late April and will occur in stages through November. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Look
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 62 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for March 26th through the 28th at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit WisconsinPublicService.com.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetun with Timsock Auction Realty. With sale results and upcoming events, we had a good sale. We will call the market $10 to $15 higher. Large squares topped at $240 a ton, and large browns topped at $165 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. We are looking for spring consignments for our upcoming boats, campers, and lawnmower sale for this spring. We are also working on a few online-only auctions as well. Call 608-723-4020 for more info, or go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetun. Have a great day.
Another slow day for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet Tuesday. Bids didn't surface. Early asking prices were floated around $188 plus live in the south, but were not established in the north. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until later in the week. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers were steady to $8 higher, with some heavyweight four steers $25 higher. Feeder heifers sold from $5 lower to $3 higher. The USDA says supply was heavy and cattle were met with very good demand. Medium and large one feeder steers 600 to 646 pounds brought $280 to $318. Feeder steers 802 to 845 pounds brought $238.75 to $255. Medium and large one feeder heifers 550 to 597 pounds brought $260 to $300. Box beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for solid offerings. Choice down 11 cents at 313.22. Select was 13 cents higher at 303.18. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head, even on the weekend, down more than 4,000 on the year. Cash hogs ended the day higher with a solid negotiated run. Processors got more aggressive in their procurement efforts Tuesday afternoon and bid up to move needed numbers. The industry continues to monitor both global and domestic demand. Strength in both have helped provide some price support. It's also watching supplies of market-ready hogs, hog weights, and the ongoing inconsistency in pork cutout values. Barrels and gilt at the National Daily Direct were $1.12 higher with a weighted average of 80.78. The Iowa Minnesota closed 92 cents higher with a weighted average of 80.80. The Western Corn Belt up 88 cents with a weighted average of 80.55. Prices at the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported on Tuesday due to confidentiality. Pork values closed higher, up 21 cents at 93.37. Ribs, bellies, and hams were all higher, while loins, picnics, and butts were lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 491,000 head, up 7,000 on the week and up more than 4,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were mixed ahead of widespread direct business and Friday's on feed numbers from the USDA. And lean hog futures ended the day mixed on spread trade and overbought signals. For the latest in market news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 62 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for March 26th through the 28th at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit WisconsinPublicService.com.
Tuesday, direct cattle business was quiet. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series corn by Stein. Soybeans were mixed, adjusting spreads with May down 2 1/4 at 11.85 and a half, and July 2 lower at $12.25 penny. Corn was up on short covering with May 3.5 higher at 439.5 and July up 3.5 at 452.25. Live and feeder cattle were mixed at a widespread direct business and Fridays on feeder port. April live was down 52 at 188.05 and June was 40 lower at 185. April feeders were down 2 cents at 255.07. And hogs were mostly lower on spread trade and overbought signals. April lean was down a dollar on Tuesday at 85.82, and June was $1.77 lower at 101.25. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Compensating farmers for helping to get carbon under control. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. If we want farmers to help fix the carbon and climate problem, we need to address their costs for doing so. Conservation ag practices like planting cover crops, changing tillage methods, and soil health enhancements cost money. The Des Moines, Iowa company Echo Engineers looked into the matter for the Renewable Fuels Association, and Mark Heckman is with the company.
All farmers want to be sustainable. All farmers want to do more with less. I think it's the mission in life to work with others, collaborate, produce more crops, feed, fuel the nation as best as we can. And so the work that we're doing for the RFA is to really take a deep look at places where we can improve, places where we can monetize carbon in a statistically sound way that says this is good for the industry, it's good for the farms, and it's good for the consumer.
Heckman says these are all good things, but
it costs a lot of money to do it. But at the same time, it costs a lot of money also to keep track of it. So if there is a person bringing value to the proposition, that value should have compensation for it.
Heckman says addressing the carbon issue is a matter of using good science and keeping politics out of it. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Our great deals this month include, from the 13th to the 25th, our purchase Clark or Royal Paint, any size, and get the next one half off of equal or lesser value. Also buy a $50 gift certificate and you will receive a $10 one for yourself. So stop in at our Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse to get these and many other deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield's Dairy Update. Winning the title of world champion cheese is good for the bottom line. Tim Omer from Emmy Roth Cheese knows that firsthand.
We won the world championship in 2016. We were the first company in, I think, close to three decades from the United States that actually won it. So it was a real big deal for not only our company, but for the state of Wisconsin and also for all U.S. cheesemakers.
He tells Brownfield that 2016 victory not only let the world know who they are, but had an immediate impact on sales.
From that point on, since that contest, we have more than doubled our total cheese business.
Omer says that demand meant they needed more cheese.
Since we won the competition, we actually purchased another cheese plant in near Green Bay, Wisconsin. So we have manufacturing in Platteville, Wisconsin, Monroe, Wisconsin, and then also Seymour, Wisconsin.
He says U.S. cheesemakers are getting better and more innovative, and the world realizes they are a force to be reckoned with. Omer tells Brownfield he believes the U.S. has a competitive edge with its dairy farmers and the best milk globally. Meanwhile, the Global Dairy Trade Index in New Zealand on Tuesday had the second negative event of the year, down 2.8%. Skim milk powder saw the largest decline, followed by lactose, and hydrous milk fat sales posted the only gain. Milk futures on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange were higher Tuesday, despite lackluster trade and a higher dollar. March Class 3 milk was up 2 cents at $16.46, April 13 higher at $16.29, May 21 cents higher at $16.17, and June up 23 cents at $17.46 per hundredweight. Non-fat dry milk was down 2 cents at $1.12.5. The rest of cash markets unchanged. Dry whey at 43 cents, blocks at $1.45, barrels at $1.50, and butter at $2.82. I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
Farmers have options when it comes to maximizing yield potential and protecting their crops from yield-robbing pests. In this CAB conversation, Samantha Brantner, DeKalb Technical Agronomist, shares how growers can protect yields from those early season pests.
What the VT4 Pro is going to bring is the highest level of protection for above and below ground. When you're looking at that above ground protection, it's going to be very comparable to our Tricepta. We're going to get increased protection compared to corn earworm, the western bean cutworm. And that western bean cutworm was one for us here in Wisconsin that was really, really prevalent.
And she says there's a new seed treatment to protect against nematodes.
N314. That is really the first time that our industry has seen dual mode of action using a chemistry and a biological product specifically focusing on nematodes.
To learn more, go to DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, green marketing, and other stewardship practices. 2024 Bear Group, all rights reserved.
13 away from 6 o'clock, the forecast calls for a high of 35 today. Lots of sunshine and cool and breezy. Northwest winds at 10 to 20. Tonight, a few clouds and cold, a low of 17. Thursday, partly sunny and 38. Right now in Richland Center, the air is calm. Following an earlier reading today of 43, it is 30 degrees.
All you big and burly men who roll the trucks along, listen, you'll be thankful when you hear my song. You've really got it made if you're hauling goods any place on earth except those Haynesville woods. It's a stretch of road up north in Maine that's never, ever, ever seen a smile. If they buried all the truckers lost in them woods, there'd be a tombstone every mile. When you're loaded with potatoes and you're driving down, you've got to drive that road to get to Boston town. When it's winter up in Maine, better think it over twice. That Haynesville road is just a ribbon of ice. It's a stretch of road up north in Maine that's never, ever, ever seen a smile. When they buried all the truckers lost in them woods, there'd be a tombstone every mile. When you're talking to a trucker that's been hauling goods along that stretch of road they call the Haynesville Woods, he'll tell you that dying going down below is not as bad as driving on that road of ice and snow. It's a stretch of road up north in Maine that's never, ever, ever seen a smile. If they buried all the truckers lost in them woods, there'd be a tombstone every mile. There'd be a tombstone every mile. There's a young girl that I know. She just turned 21. She comes from down in southern Colorado. I just got out of the service and I'm looking for my fun. Someday soon she'll go with me. Someday soon
Her parents cannot stand me, 'cause I work the rodeo. They say that he's the kind to leave you crying, but I know she'll follow me down any road I go. Someday soon, going with me, someday soon. And when I visit her, her pa ain't got one good word to say, but it's 'cause he was just as wild back in his early days. So blow, you old blue norther, blow me on my way. I'm driving back from California. I love those dang old rodeos as much as I love her. Someday soon, going with me, someday soon. I'm driving back from California. I love those dang old rodeos as much as I love her. Someday soon, going with me, someday soon. Someday soon, going with me, someday soon.
That's Mo Bandy on WRCO, the Light in the Milk House show today. Tony's weather is coming up right around the bend today. We can kind of make plans. They're still a little iffy on snowfall amounts, but everybody's pretty sure we're going to get some.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Brewhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brewhaha Roasters coffee today.
Farm families don't have an off-season. Springtime is when the work really ramps up for the year. Talk about unpredictability. Mother Nature controls the farm's calendar and will play a huge role in what the crop season holds. When it comes time to purchase food for your family, think local. And remember, you can vote for our farm families with what goes in your grocery cart. This salute to our farm families is provided by the Gokenauer Insurance Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Shed's Feed, Seed and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people. They're located on 6th Street in Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. rapidly correct, and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring, and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks, regular cab, double cab, and crew cabs, custom, LT, LTZ or High Country, Duramax, Turbomax 5.3 and 6.2 motors. See the inventory, including 30 pre-owned trucks at JonesChev.com. Schedule a test drive, schedule service, chat with a representative, and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like a chilly day shaping up as that northwest wind continues to blow across the region. There's been some lake effect snow overnight hitting parts of northern Wisconsin with an inch or so in some spots. Otherwise, we do expect a fair amount of sunshine today, so enjoy that. Tomorrow looks fairly quiet as well, but a weather system will be diving across the Dakotas and Minnesota with snow. That should spread across our area tomorrow night into early Friday. Looks like at least a couple inches around here, certainly enough to coat the roads and make them slippery. Then a much stronger storm system will come out of the Rocky Mountains later this weekend and spread another mass of snow and mixed precipitation toward us by midday Sunday. At this current time, the heaviest snow from the storm looks to track across the Dakotas, Minnesota, and northwest Wisconsin Sunday into Monday, but at least a couple inches possible here, and it may transition over to rain by Sunday night and Monday as warmer air gets pulled into the system. Overall, though, a wet period of weather, we could see a good inch and a half or 2 inches of moisture through Monday night. Here's that forecast for today. Lots of sunshine, but cool and breezy. High in the mid-30s. Northwest wind between 10 and 20. A few clouds tonight and cold. Low temperature 17. Tomorrow, partly sunny. High at 38. Northwest wind becoming southwest at 4 to 8. Thursday night, snow likely with 1 to 4 inches possible. Low at 27. On Friday, snow ending by late morning. Another inch or so expected. High at 39 degrees. As we head into Saturday, partly cloudy and cool. Low 16 with high highs in the mid-30s. Sunday breezy with a 70% chance of snow by midday. 1 to 3 inches of snow possible, then turning to a wintry mix late. Low 21 with a high of 40. Monday warmer with occasional rain likely. Low 32 with a high of 47. And Tuesday rain showers or wintry mix possible in the morning. Breezy and mostly cloudy. Low 33 with a high at 43. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great morning.
Richland County Bank is very proud of its tradition, but the bank has a sharp focus on the future. The Hometown Savers Club helps young people learn about the importance of saving money. Youth ages 13 to 18 are eligible to open a Hometown Savers Club account. Richland County Bank encourages young people to make regular deposits regardless of size. Each time a $10 deposit is made to a Hometown Savers Club account, you'll receive a bonus card stamp. Once you have filled your bonus card with $100 in deposits, you may choose a gift certificate from one of the participating merchants as a thanks for being wise and saving money. Richland County Bank knows learning to save money now will make it much easier later. And each year, an area high school senior who is a Hometown Savers Club member will be selected to receive a $500 scholarship. Learn more about the Hometown Savers Club at Richland County Bank in Richland Center. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Richland County 30 degrees and clear conditions. Yesterday's high was 57. The record high for March 20th, 80 in 2000.